Here's your network news 2-minute version for Sunday, August 14th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. 8 months after the tsunami devastated Sri Lanka and left thousands dead, the United Nations reports that many of the victims are still being ignored by that island nation government. Back to the Bible, Sri Lankan director James Kanaganayakam says they're providing food, water, fishing boats and nets, all building blocks for outreach. They're also using radio.
We've continued to air radio programs specifically to these tsunami-affected people with messages not only of hope, as well as showing them signs of what God's doing in other places through people who have gone through suffering.
Next, Uganda's HIV-AIDS rate appears to be on the rise again. 5 years ago, the country led the war against the disease, successfully dropping the rates over 20%. That's why these reports are alarming. To address this, AMG International's Paul Jenks says they formed a partnership in southwestern Uganda. Through it, they'll launch a new AIDS clinic August 20th. But he adds, it's about more than that.
The whole project is based in our child care ministry, and we offer the opportunity both at the clinic and in the child care facilities for children to hear the gospel and to respond.
The clinic is in Buganji, a rural village about 250 miles southwest of the capital city, Kampala. And persecution continues against Christians in northern Nigeria, preventing many believers from spreading the gospel in this predominantly Muslim part of the country. According to Compass Direct, church and government leaders want President Olusegun Obasanjo to prevent northern states from using Islamic law to persecute Christians in 12 states. Reports indicate Muslims are demolishing churches, rejecting new church applications, and denying Christians land. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.